Hey, hey, hey. It is the Side Quest, the Jazz Hands Edition. I am Dolly Domofsky coming at you live. I was typing the tweet and I wrote my name. Dolly coming at you live. Oh, it's one of those days. I'm very tired. welcome to Side Quest. Dolly Domofsky. Joining me as usual is the one, the only, the JJ Holder.
Oh boy, yeah. Starting off with me. All right.
Yeah, it's you, my friend. below him, the person below him in the, if you go clockwise, it would be, I see, I gotta go this way there. No, this way. There you go. It would be Samuel Dixon.
Hello, friends, and happy birthday, Scrumpy the Cat.
Happy
Mama
birthday.
Goblin, you made it another year. Thank you for being a great internet cat.
Happy birthday to everybody whose birthday was this past weekend, I think. Like, there were 10 people whose birthdays were this past weekend. I think Aaron, wasn't Aaron's birthday this past weekend? Something like that? Or
so many people unlucky enough Taylor. To not be Leo's.
Yes, yes. Ryan so Gann's close. Birthday was this weekend.
So close to the coolest sign. Exactly. And then you weren't.
And then also the one, the only, the Zacharias Lequest.
What's up?
I added that whole extra portion. I don't know if you know. That's not your actual name, but Zacharias Lequest. Hey, Zach, how's it going, my friend?
Pretty good.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. How's the weather for everybody right now? We're jumping into fall. You guys got your pumpkin spice lattes ready to go and all that fun stuff. I don't know. I don't even know what I'm talking about today. It's one of those days.
Turn on a single AC unit today, which is very nice.
Woo-hoo. Yes, neither did I.
It was 108 yesterday, and now it's like 80 and rainy. So,
okay, all right, that's a big swing right there.
Yep.
I was reading up a little bit ago. I was reading up about one of the wildest like temperature swings. I think it was during the Olympics. Excuse me. I'm old right now. I'm yawning. One of the Olympics where it was a downhill ski or something at the top of the slalom, top of the course, it was like 2 below or something. And by the time they made it to the bottom of the mountain, it was 70 degrees. So you go like this completely different swing where you're freezing at the top and you're at a nice temp at the bottom. But oh, cool. Awesome. We're going to talk about video games and maybe some Gamescom stuff. It was kind of a slower news week. All those, you know, that insane Nintendo Direct that happened at the end of last week that it showed us all the Marios and Metroid. That everybody
Has anybody
was coming.
Checked on Jeff Grubb's account? Like, did he just get demolished?
He's avoiding reply. I think he's avoiding. He's being very gracious in that. He's not the only one. There were several people that were saying it was going to be Friday for sure.
He pulled the ripcord pretty early in the week when he was like, you know, I was pretty confident about that date, but then that partner showcase showed up, so maybe not.
It's funny because with Jeff and everybody who does this is like, it is definitely going to be Friday, and it's definitely going to be the one that you guys all want, but it may also not be the one that you all want. It may be either a partner showcase or an indie. I'm not 100% sure, but I've heard. But it also could be next week or in a couple weeks because that's Mario's 35th anniversary. But it also may not because I don't know what Nintendo does this time. So what you're telling me is, so I tweeted this morning, I'm like, just being the first this week to say there will be a Nintendo Direct this week or maybe next week. And I'm just going to retweet that every Monday just to make sure people know that. But let's talk about what we've been playing. I'll go right away. Because I have not been playing much, still plowing through Zelda. I haven't actually played very many games this past week. Overworked, very tired. You can see I'm yawning. Oh my god, I'm making all. Yeah, if I'm yawning, then you guys are yawning watching us. There's somebody watching us apparently. I know exactly who's watching us, and I feel pretty badly for them. I'm more of Zelda plowing through. I think I've got only like two more towers left to activate. I've really gotten into. Wanting to complete Breath of the Wild. So two more towers left to kind of activate. That way I get the whole map. I think the Goron Tower is tough for me right now, the one in their region. I think that's the last one that I'm really going to be struggling with because you get get attacked in certain ways. And it was just, I can't quite remember how it was, but it was not.
Oh, fun. Yeah, like the heat management, like your
and then the management to get there. Yep. So, I've been playing that. And then I just started playing Moon, which came out last week. So
Moon is so good.
It throws you right into just the wonderful assholeness of the hero, right? It felt like the very first Dragon Warrior game, Dragon Quest, where you start off as the hero, legendary. Thank you, legendary hero. We're awaiting your triumph. Please kill the dragon that ate the moon. And then you go through and like a dog shows up, and like the whole first like 15 minutes of the game are just like stupid bonkers interpretation of like classic NES Enix RPGs. But just getting into that. That's it. So I've been playing. What about you guys? Let's go to Sam down in the corner there. Sam, what are you playing, dude?
I honestly haven't played a lot. I played a bunch of...
Let's go to JJ. No, just kidding.
I played a bunch of the Fall Guys. Okay. You guys might know that internet sensation.
Just a small game.
Uh-huh. Yeah, just a small little indie game, probably developed by like four or five people. Who knows? Maybe it'll take off. God, what are we up to? Like, didn't they say it's over 7 million sales on Steam? And
yeah,
it's now the That's most downloaded Steam, yeah. PS Plus game?
Mm-hmm.
Just insane numbers that thing's pulling. And they showed a little bit, as you said, we'll get into maybe some GameCom news here in a bit. But they showed a little bit of Season 2. And it looks like some mythical stuff, a little bit of D&D role-playing skins coming out, maybe some wizards and some knights. So, looking forward to that. Plus, their social media game has been they're on awesome. Point. If you're in the UK, I guess they're looking for another social media manager, too. So if you want to be on the rise, apply today. I haven't been playing that. I have been on, since I've been away from my house a lot, I have been... churning through the Pixel Puzzle Collection, which I swear we'll stop talking about
at some point. I love it. It's awesome.
I am now at 95% of puzzles done in that game. I'm probably two boss puzzles away from having no more boss puzzles to complete. So the quest to finish that game by the end of the year might actually end by the end of September at this point. I really put it down. I think I was at like... I started this quest probably in July sometime, and I was at like 72%. So here we are. I don't have anything going on in my life right now. Once I'm done with that, I might just give up Picross forever, because now I'll be a Picross god, and I won't know. There will no longer be any 15x15 puzzle I can't just solve by staring at it for more than 5 seconds. Now, you want to talk about 20x20 puzzles? Ooh, I don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. It's like, what was the Pokemon one for the 3DS?
Just
all kinds of coins that you have to purchase and stuff. Mm-hmm. And,
get to a point where you kind of really move quickly, and then all of a sudden, they flip the script.
So some of those puzzles got a little unfair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this Konami one is really nice because it doesn't like bark at you for getting things wrong. Now, at the same point, you can get to the end of the puzzle and you're like, complete. It doesn't show you that like puzzle complete screen. And you're like, what's going on here? I seem to have all the squares filled, but the puzzle seems to not want to finish. So you'll get that, but like I was playing, what was it? There's like Mario Picross on, is it the Game Boy or Game Boy Color? I was playing some Game of that, Boy, yeah. And like you can only get like 5 mistakes before it just resets the puzzle for you. Like you'll just press the wrong button and it'll be like, wrong. That's one.
Nope.
You're like, I was just trying some stuff out. And I wanted to demo a little setup. Wrong. Can't do that. Put it on paper, idiot. Yeah, if you're looking for a Picross game, it's free. Don't use all your free hints right away, because then you have to wait every 9 minutes to get a hint.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, some of those like late game puzzles are like, I don't know, there's 3 in each line. Figure it out. And you need those hints to kind of cheat to give you something to work off of. Again, I'm sure somebody can do it with just staring at it and figure it out. But I'm not actually that smart. It's taken me, what, how long have we been talking about this game? 4 years now?
Yeah, something like that.
To play
yeah.
this thing? Yep. Christ, I think it came out in 2017, and it's been one of my top played games ever since.
It's one of our, yeah, it's one of our, it's our top, one of our top three every year, for at least you and I, for sure.
If we did a side questing, like, games of the decade for 2010 to 2020, like, that would have to be in the top 10.
I think we need to do a spoiler cast episode or a focus just on this game.
Hey, I could, I'm not going to figure it out tonight, but I could figure out how to rig that thing into my computer.
Oh, yes. I think, yeah. Oh, yeah. You can. I have the stream, the Elgato app lets you do that.
Oh, there's an Elgato app?
You can use the Elgato app where you link your phone to your PC or Mac, and you'll just share the screen right away. Yep.
Mm, okay.
Yes. So that's how you see people sharing a lot of like Mario Kart, Candy Crush.
Well, I mean, I have one of those like USB-C to HDMI hookups, but then I'd have to plug in my capture card, and it'd be a nightmare to get in the next like 10 to 15. So,
All right, so that's it. That's all you've been playing.
Yeah, I've been at work a lot recently, going back to it, it's been kind of busy. It will be a busy fall, and hopefully a super busy spring, but looking forward to Tony Hawk on Friday.
Yeah, Tony Hawk and Marvel Avengers. I think I'm definitely way more enthused by the Hawk, that's for sure.
That is preloaded on my Xbox as we speak. I'm ready to go.
I've been trying to decide if I'm getting it on PC or if I run the risk of like getting it on PS4 and then there be like a cool upgraded version for PS5. I mean, it'll be backwards compatible, but you know.
I got the Xbox One X, so it's in 4K now. So that's there fine. You go. It's nice. Fine enough for me.
Okay. JJ, what have you been playing, my friend?
Metal Gear Solid, The Twin Snakes.
I saw people tweeting about it. I think you and some other folks tweeting about it. Okay, why?
Because I wanted to play a Metal Gear game, and that was the one that caught my eye. It's been a while since I've played it, and I still really like that game. It's really fun.
That game was my first introduction to Metal Gear, and I've been a fan ever since.
Yeah, it's the part where Snake like flips over the door frame.
Yes.
He
does a plant off of a missile coming towards him, and it's great. Good stuff. Yeah,
that's a series that Konami can just do full remasters or remakes. Really, just remake them and have oodles and oodles of sales coming out of
it. But they won't.
They don't like money.
I don't think anyone would be upset if they just like plopped the Twin Snakes down on something. Yeah. But I don't know what the. What does that fall in with the Silicon Knights situation? Because remember, like basically all of their games don't exist anymore because of their lawsuit with Epic. So I don't know where it would fall in with that. I would assume Konami owns it outright, but does that still count towards their bullshit? I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, but that's, you know, I've got the GameCube with that Eon HDMI output, so
he drops a major coin with that. That's nice.
I've got both,
that was a lot of money. Yeah
I got that for the I've got that one and the Nintendo 64 one too.
When all these games release on the NES on or the Switch Online retro console.
I've got
rumored originally too. It was like GameCube games.
You know, I've got the original hardware. It's not too difficult for me to just boot up this stuff and go. It's some of it's not cheap. Like even Twin Snakes, if you wanted to buy it now, is like $70. So it's an expensive game, but
I think when Capcom gets done with all their remakes of probably what RE4 is probably the last one they'll really remake of that generation. I don't think they'll redo 5 and 6.
You're going to have Code Veronica in 4 and then
Call Yeah, Code Veronica in 4 and that's it. I think that's when you'll see Sony push Konami to do some similar remake.
We're not going to get Survivor remakes. We're not going
to. Nope, sorry. Sorry. We're going to get the dinosaur one. I think that'll be good.
Dino Crisis? Hell yeah.
Dino Crisis.
I've also been playing Ultimate Alliance 3 just because...
It's still so good.
It's good, and after playing Avengers beta, I'm like, I'm okay. I'm okay with Ultimate Alliance 3.
And that's why I said, I remember saying that exact same thing when we first saw that. Was it last year that they showed it the first time? Or they really showed the gameplay and everyone's like, oh, that looks kind of weird. And then we said, but let's look at Ultimate Alliance 3. Ultimate Alliance 3 is the Avengers game that I wanted.
Yep. Yeah, it's got the X-Men in it, so hey.
Did you download it? Did you get all the DLC for it? Did you get the DLC for it? Can you hear me?
I was losing my connection there for a second.
Oh, okay. No, I was asking. Did you get the DLC for it by any chance?
Oh yeah. I've got the whole shebang. Yeah, so nice. I'm good to go on that. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right, and that leaves one young man, I guess. the one, the only. The rest of us are old men, but that leaves Zach. Talk to us about what he's been playing. I can should I share, do you want me to share this video right now with
No, we can't show it. We have to.
No, we can't show it. Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. We won't show the video. Tell me what you've been playing though.
Okay, so I thought I hadn't played a lot because I've been working, but I have played a lot, which is kind of weird. but yeah, I played Fall Guys quite a bit, which is just fun.
I still complain about those controls, but I think that's why the playing field is so level, because everybody hates those controls.
The thing that's really interesting about that game is, like, you can say, like, oh, yeah, it's just silly and, like, it's stupid, but there are clearly people who are playing who know, like, what to do. So there's people who, like, are just, like, they, like, oh, I can jump on this rail and go here and do this and, like... So there's like clear like advantages you have if you played a lot, which I think is cool. I think they have a good playground for what they can like add to the game. So I'm really excited to see where it goes.
Are you gonna get the ninja sponsored updates or whatever the cosmetics after their?
Oh yeah, dude, totally. I'm gonna spend $20 and get
look like ninja
weapons. Yeah.
Yeah, Aaron was pretty funny because when he was talking about not funny, but when he was talking about Fall Guys when he first had it, when he first got it a couple weeks back, he noted how there was already a lot of folks had figured out the cheats to the game and how to sort of break the game, at least on Steam. I'm curious if they managed to.
They've definitely patched stuff and fixed stuff. So it's I was doing research because you used to have like custom names and stuff in the game, and now they took that out. So you're just like fall guy.
Yeah.
Because people were putting in like codes, like chains of text that would like spread across the screen or like cover the screen.
That's awesome. Waste of people. And
they're very on top of it. So besides that, played Wasteland 3.
Ooh.
On Game Pass.
Nice.
A friend and I have been playing it, and it's actually really cool. So if you start a game co-op, and then you and your friend like play together, and if y'all play solo, your story is continued separately. So like I can do different things over here, he can do different things over there, and then when we come together, it's like our stories kind of like converge again.
Sure.
So it's really interesting. It's really cool. It's kind of buggy, but yeah. So we kind of put that on the sides, but it's still it's pretty sick. If you played Wasteland 1 or 2,
which was the one they had? Was it on Kickstarter? They had Wasteland 2.
It's Wasteland 3. Wasteland 3 was on Fig, I think.
No, but I thought Wasteland 2 was Kickstarter.
It might have been
I think I got it through Kickstarter. I'm checking right now. That was one of the only I hate to say it this way, but one of the only things that's actually managed to come to fruition. I've had so much bad luck with Kickstarter. It's been pretty nasty. Let's see here. Unsuccessful. A lot of unsuccessful ones, that's for sure. Wasteland 2. Yeah, okay. Wasteland 2. Yep.
Cool. Yeah, cool. Then 3 was on Fig, which is, but it's it's a very interesting concept, really cool. Just needs some work.
Okay.
Then I've been playing Moon. So what Moon, like, you've kind of, like, scratched the surface of it. But, like, Moon is pretty much a pretty cool, like, take on an RPG. I mean, it's why it's called the anti-RPG, because it's, like, you play as a person who's kind of cleaning up after the hero's like done his thing. So it's like you talk to people and they're like, yeah, the hero, he came into my house and took all my food. Or like, oh, the hero came in here and he did this. He broke my pots. So it's kind of just like, oh, like you're just cleaning up and you're giving people love. It's kind of like the concept. Like you give love to people and love increases your stamina. So you can like go further and do more things. So it's a pretty cool concept that like the hero is like the bad guy. He's like, oh, he's stealing people's food because he needs to have HP in the boss fight, stuff like that. So it's pretty fun. It was translated by Tim Rogers, the guy from Kotaku. Yeah. Okay. So Tim. So
we lost JJ. His network was. Oh yeah. Okay. It dip. Okay. Sorry. Continue.
So if you're familiar with Tim and his sense of humor, it's very. It's very Tim. It's great. It's really fun. It's just. It's an interactive like text adventure. Sure. I guess is what you would say. And then. The other game I've been playing, I can't really talk too much about, but I'm playing 13 Sentinels, which is something.
It is a game.
Yeah, I really say that. Yeah, I wish I could say more, but yeah, like I have to wait till the 14th to even say anything.
Okay.
So, but the video I sent you, we can look at after. I can.
Ah, that's right. You were recording it after. Sorry, I told you I needed coffee today. I'm a wreck.
But yeah. I need to get my ideas out first before.
Excellent.
Because like I'm at a point where I don't want my ideas that are like post like embargo stuff. Yeah, they have really strict rules on it. So.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Sega.
Yeah, exactly. They are the strictest. I think. You can't even resize an image. They don't want you to resize. If they send you like a low quality image, which they've done that to us a few times, I mean, in their PR, they'll say, do not resize. Do not put any text over this. This is the image and the size that you have to use. And it'll be like 640 by 480. You're like, okay, seriously, guys, this is a 4K game and you're giving us crappy. So,
resources.
When's that coming up, by the way? That's September?
22nd.
Okay. All
right. So it's a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, like they sent me a huge like infographic like chart like of like that scene from It's Always Sunny where Charlie is like drawing the lines and stuff is literally that with like characters and like things and like question marks. Like it's they are very tight lip on it, but they're like, if you want to see the story before the game comes out, send us a message. But it's just this huge web that they want. It's, I don't know. I've never seen anything like it. So,
You know, what's funny is talking about some of their other games that they have created. Like I only played a little bit of Dragon's Crown. I didn't play any of Grand Knight history at all. But I loved Muramasa. Absolutely loved Muramasa. I loved Odin Sphere. and I thought they were just like the style and the visual effects and the ideas they had behind those were really sort of elegant. Both of them had sort of this weird Metroidvania-ish feel to them. But I like Muramasa. Yeah. It could be two different characters and run the story differently. That was one of those. I think we actually got it as a review. I don't know if we got it as a review copy or not, but I really enjoyed playing both those games. I think Muramasa came out on
the Wii.
It was on the Wii, but I think they also came out on something else too, right?
Vita,
that's right, which is weird. Yeah, I mean, Vita was more powerful than the Wii was.
So being a huge fan of these developers, like, I wanted a specific, like, gameplay out of it, right? Like, I can go ahead and say this, like, there's pretty much no 2D side-scrolling action stuff in this game at all. It's just straight up like 2D visual novel, interactive like adventure game. And then the battles, I guess you could call them that, are like top-down, like strategy placements of parts and mechs and stuff and trying to like figure that out. And there's no like grid, like you place characters on streets, so there's like lines, and it's weird, it's strange. So it's like, it's not what you'd expect from them, but the amount of love and care that's put into it is more than I've ever seen them do on any game. It's pretty impressive. And there's 13 characters that you play as. So you play through their stories and you see how they intertwine and interlock and just go down this huge rabbit hole. It's just all straight up story and adventure and talking. And but yeah, there's other things I just can't say, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm curious to see, we'll chat more, but I'm curious to really find out more about the game. Well, cool. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Anything else you've been playing?
Fortnite.
I remember that game. You've been playing on those Apple products, right?
Yeah, I've been playing on my iPad mini.
Cool. Did you know that Apple's, I guess they snuck in one last update before they got yanked. Fortnite did. Where they put in the Apple, kind of the gray Apple character in there.
Oh yeah. No, yeah, no, they did. They did that like the day after.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Yep. So yeah, they got that last thing in there and Apple banned them. They kicked them out. Sorry. Peace. Adios. They can't kick out anybody using the Unreal Engine, but they, from at least what the judge said, but they kicked out all of Epic's products on iOS. So the mess just keeps getting messier.
Just follow the rules.
Okay. Well, let's get into some of the news because there's a little bit of news. It's been a weird week. Let's see. I'm just going to plow through a few of these. We don't have Aaron to help us out. So thankfully, a website known as sidequesting.com has some stuff on there that we can take a look at. We had, potentially a Switch Pro coming next year. That was the big rumor coming out of last week prior to the Gamescom stuff. But really, it started with Taiwan's United Daily News, and then Bloomberg kind of backed it up a little bit. Our good friend Takashi Mochizuki over at Bloomberg reported on this. But basically, here's the info that I have that I kind of prepared, but the bullet pointed. Switch Pro, and I'm calling it the Switch Pro because everybody's calling it the Switch Pro. Higher resolution output and screen. So apparently they're saying it could be 4K output and a higher res actual like touchscreen, but not necessarily a real 4K gaming system. So I think it just like basically outputs and upreses to 4K. It's kind of like that whole half step, the PS4 Pro, the Xbox One X type of thing. And there's something, a little bit of a computing bump as well, I guess, but I don't know what that means. The model will feature new interactivity. We don't know what that is. Could be haptics, could be VR, biometric readings like the PS5 has, dual screen compatibility. You can already do dual screen compatibility with the Switch, weirdly. But I'm wondering if they're trying to figure out a way to let you use your Switch with your TV as sort of two screens, get some of those DS games on the console there. It's set to begin production at the end of 2020 for a planned 2021 launch. And the reason that we haven't heard anything from Nintendo really yet is because the console is going to be launching alongside a robust slate of first-party software. So you kind of look at stuff like Animal Crossing and how it's still like doing gangbusters, right? It's still murdering sales every week. And yeah. I mean, imagine like what's going to happen when you get those, oops, JJ again. Sorry about that, JJ.
I don't know what's going on with this bullshit.
Imagine when you get those bumps from the fall and the winter when they start releasing like here's the Halloween stuff and here's the Christmas stuff that you could do in Animal Crossing, and people are jumping back in and we're still, secluded in our houses. Here's how to celebrate Christmas away from everybody else. Do it through Animal Crossing. So I'm guessing that they're going to have a lot of that stuff is going to be propelling them through the rest of this year. So that's why I'm wondering why we haven't really heard anything from Nintendo, because shit, they don't have to. They're still killing it with Animal Crossing and Bakugan, which is coming out. That's going to be amazing.
Well, Nintendo was one of the first companies to come out and say like, hey, like COVID will definitely affect us. Like, Microsoft and Sony have kind of said like, little bits here and there, but their whole messaging has been everything's on track for next gen release. Like, we've got you covered. Don't worry about it. But Nintendo went out right away and was like, hey, like, this shift will be causing substantial changes to our sort of production pipelines here. And I wonder if we're getting, because with all these directs and stuff that everybody keeps hypothesizing are going to happen, and all these games that allegedly like are on their way out, I almost wonder if some of those games got delayed to a state where they're going to be too close to the launch of that system.
Yep. Yeah.
So I, in my mind, the only poor messaging that they had from Breath of the Wild, the original release, was like they showed a lot of Switch footage. And they're like, oh, hey, it's still coming out on the Wii U. And then people that were like, okay, well, I'm not getting a Switch. I have a Wii U. I'm going to buy it there. We're sort of disappointed in how the game ran and looked on that platform. So I'm almost wondering if we're, if Nintendo is like maybe trying not to show off some of these games that they've kind of delayed into that, just in case there is like a, sort of a substantial look difference between the two of them. Now, sure. I don't think there will be. But you did see things like even with the 3DS and the new 3DS. What was it? The it's Shulk. What's the series of games he's
Xenoblade.
Like that Xenoblade Chronicles re-release on the 3DS looked substantially better on the new 3DS and ran better than it did on the base 3DS model.
It didn't run on the base 3DS model.
Oh, it didn't run at all.
Yeah, but there were games like and weirdly saying it this, I think it was Fire Emblem Warriors or Hyrule Warriors.
The Hyrule Warriors.
Yeah, between the regular 3DS and the new 3DS, there was a noticeable difference.
Yeah. So there, and I think like that Forever Oasis game had like an upscaled.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I forgot that was a game.
Yeah, and not a bad game, but not a great one either. But yeah, like I'm almost wondering if some of that is just positioning so they're marketing around that, especially because by the time that this Switch Pro is out, we'll be 6-7 months into these next gen consoles. And, you know, we're already seeing some of these people, some of these developers covering themselves of what these next gen games are going to look like, at least. The internet lost their damn minds when they found out that Ratchet and Clank, whose demo was in the 30 FPS mode for that game, which is going to run at 4K 30 and a quote lower resolution at 60 FPS. So that could be 1440 or 1080. But you know, I feel like especially this first year is going to be really hard for developers to sort of, you know, show people exactly what their experience of these things are going to be when they get them home. And I think if anything, Nintendo is super aware of that and wants to make sure that their messaging is on point when it comes to that.
Yeah, completely agree. Completely agree.
Yeah, and should be tomorrow. There's a NVIDIA presentation with their new GPUs and stuff.
That's right.
And this generation is going to be like the biggest jump we've had in like GPU tech in a while. So yeah, it's not going to be for a bit until consoles actually have like different visuals. Well,
and if we can, that leak that came out today, potentially of the NVIDIA stuff, we're talking about the 3090 having 24 gigs of video RAM on it.
Nice.
Which is supreme overkill at this moment.
So what you're saying is the Switch Pro is going to have these.
Yes, all 24 of those gigs will be on the Tegra 1 Plus chip or whatever it is at Switch.
It's pretty funny because I was just spending today looking at upgrading my laptop. My PC laptop is it's basically dead. It's a 2015 purchase. It no longer functions the way it should be. Yada yada yada. It still works, but I'm basically done with it. And I thought, okay, I'll look up another laptop. And I'll look at those. You know, there's some actually really good ones with using good. Whether I get a Quadro, which is overkill for what I need, but. Or I go with like a, I think it was the Super is what it was called, but it was one of the top like two or three mobile cards. All obviously it's all like NVIDIA stuff. but I thought, okay, you know, maybe I'll seriously look into this stuff. And then I paused for a little bit to do something else around the house or called, you know, basically working. And next thing I know, all these leaks started popping up for NVIDIA. And I'm like, well, shit, I'm glad I didn't hit the purchase button because I will have been a generation behind almost instantly. So, anyways, that's gonna be really interesting to see tomorrow with NVIDIA stuff. But I don't know if the was it the Tegra? Is that the one, the Tegra X1 that's on the Switch right now. And
well, it's I think it's the Tegra 1 Plus, because there is some modifications to the Tegra 1 chip that is in the Switch. But even when that came out, like, they were already on the Tegra 2.
Yeah, yeah.
So they were already a generation behind on processors before it came out. So hey, maybe the Switch Pro will have a Tegra 2 on it, just downclocked.
Could be. And I'm really curious to see how they keep the games going between the two generations. I mean, I think for all intents and purposes, there is a new Switch coming, whether it's next year, early next year, or towards the end of next year. I think they do need to put something out just to kind of keep up, because when consoles fully switch over to the next gen towards the end of next year, you will not be able to port any of the 4K Series X or PS5 games to Switch. Yeah. They're doing an admirable job now, but guess what? You're never going to get that again. So,
can I put a cursed prediction out there for the Switch Pro? So I bet you that they will make N64 and GameCube games virtual console, but you'll need the Switch Pro to do it.
That's it, dude. You did
It'll be like the Super Nintendo games on the new 3DS. This is the only way to play those.
Yeah, like that's like I mean, Nintendo's historic for pulling some Nintendo moves here and there, and that just feels like the gross thing that you could do in that situation.
I could see them definitely do that, and in the meantime, saying, "Hey, but everybody else on the who owns a current Switch in September, you're gonna get Game Boy games." And we're going to have those Game Boy games will be...
Game Boy Advance, you'll need the Switch Pro.
You'll need the Switch Pro for Game Boy Advance. I actually do think that their next virtual console dump will be Game Boy games. I think that's coming up next. You don't think so, Zach?
I just don't want it. I'm just shaking my head.
Did you see what they were doing with that Final Fantasy or the that collection that's coming out?
The Saga collection
where you hold the Switch vertically and it's got to play it like a regular Game Boy but with touch controls. No thanks.
I still want them to just if they put the Mario collection, the much rumored Mario 3D All-Stars. I was the first person to call it that, by the way. The Mario 3D All-Stars collection and a Game Boy Classic. That's all Nintendo needs to do this year. And then just make a bunch of the Lego NESs. You're gonna own. I mean, they're killing it with the Mario Lego shit. That's selling out everywhere. Just put that in stock all over the place. You know, have a Zelda. If you had a Zelda Lego kit, I mean, that would be insane. You know,
Zelda Hyrule Castle.
Zelda Hyrule Castle that comes out. That would be pretty amazing. Little Link gets rupees instead of coins. But you have that, put something out. You're going to have that this year. You have the Mario 3D All-Stars and then just drop that Game Boy Classic. I mean, I'd be all for that.
Do you think they'll do the thing? Remember Super Mario All-Stars eventually came out with the Super Mario All-Stars plus Mario World?
Yes.
They'll do the same thing, Mario 3D All-Stars plus 3D World or something?
I think it'll be Mario 3D All-Stars plus Super Mario Galaxy 2. Because you ain't getting Mario Galaxy 1. It's funny, they keep saying that this is going to be a... They're remaking all of these games. No, they're not. They're going to remake Mario 64.
I could just see them sort of trying to do a crossbreed between 64 DS and regular Mario 64.
Just to piss people off. You get Mario 64 and you can choose to be Wario in this game.
Yeah, well, it's Mario 64. You start off as Yoshi though, so
you start as Yoshi.
I think they've seen with like the Wii homebrew scene that if they write an emulator for that type of stuff, the scene is going to take it immediately and run anything at once on it.
Yes.
So, like they need to somehow like port it in a way as opposed to just having it run emulated somehow.
Yeah.
It all it takes is Mario 64 to be on there, and all of a sudden I'm playing Mischief Makers on my Switch.
I just realized something. So now that Animal Crossing took Mario Kart's spot for the best-selling game, that means we're going to get a new Mario Kart soon. Because
there's your launch game for the Switch Pro, Breath of the Wild 2, Mario Kart 9. It's amazing how much Mario Kart is still selling.
It's crazy.
It's the game is, what, 20... Wouldn't it come out 2013? Something like that.
14, I think.
I'm checking in right now. Yeah.
Please, please give the Switch Pro analog triggers.
That'd be sick.
2014, you're right. 2014.
That's the only upgrade on the Switch Pro is analog.
Maybe that's a new interactivity. It's the analog triggers.
Yeah, sensitive triggers.
Maybe it's the remember they had the patent that went through where they had like the little dials on top. Maybe that's what it is. It's buttons, but they're also dials.
I do like your idea of being able to, like, let's say the Switch Pro allows you to hook up like your older Switch and use it as a second screen.
Yeah,
I do like that idea. Highly doubt it would be a thing, but like, yeah. Hey, why not?
Again, today you can play some games with multiple Switches. Mario Party came out last year, and that's just another throw another Mario Party game. If this is the year of Mario, make a good one, please. I think they had the opportunity to make a Mario Party DLC, and I think, let's just wait. Let's just make it a whole separate game now.
Do the Tony Hawk thing and do Mario Party 1 plus 2 HD or something.
Dude, yes, that would be okay. Mario 3D All Stars is actually Super Mario 64 and Mario Party 1 plus 2. We did it. We figured it out. Mario teaches typing. It's going to be in that as well.
Hotel Mario, baby.
Hotel Mario. Is that the one that was on the CDI? Was that Hotel Mario?
Yeah.
Moving on. Let's see here. What else we got? We have. We finally saw the Black Ops Cold War. So that's finally fully revealed. We have Ronald Reagan in that. So.
Press F to commit war crimes.
Yeah, it's a direct sequel to Black Ops 1, and so is Black Ops 2 is a direct sequel to Black Ops 1.
It's in-universe of Black Ops 1.
And that's November 13th or something, right? Somewhere around there.
I want to know whose job it is to hold the Call of Duty Bible of story and plot lines. Because I'm sure it's just like Black Ops with numbers and letters written all over the place and unexplainable.
The Dragon Age 4 is still apparently kind of a thing. They've now started some concept art.
So they showed concept art like 4 years ago at E3. Yeah. They showed people board,
right?
Or looking at their computers. Yeah. They're like, we're working on Dragon Age 4.
That's the Netflix formally announces the Resident Evil Wesker Kids show, Stranger Evil, or whatever I'm sure they're gonna call it. Ratchet and Clank, they had that really cool trailer or the gameplay demo at Gamescom, whatever. Oh, the biggest news coming out of Gamescom, definitely Jeff Keighley was super excited about this. He's been talking about it nonstop, was Surgeon Simulator 2. And that, I think, was the whole purpose behind Jeff Keighley's. I've played Surgeon Simulator, and they're fine.
That whole thing to announce Surgeon Simulator 2 was it was a nightmare, but an enjoyable nightmare.
Yes. You get Doc Brown out there, and you're thinking, oh, shit, there's a new Back to the Future thing. Okay, I'm into this. Oh, God, okay. He's going to say Surgeon Simulator 2, and I'm thinking, we just got punked.
If he comes from the future, he needed to tell us some more important stuff.
Like, when is the direct coming? Yeah. And then finally, the last bit of news that I had actually broke a little earlier today. This is good. This is Ubisoft.
Ubisoft started
talking about transitioning PlayStation 4 titles to the next gen versions, and they talked. You know, the question is. This was Wario 64 took the screen cap, and I'll tell you why the screen cap is important. It says, how does upgrading from PS4 to PS5 work? You know, as part of that upgrade process, there's a number of features designed, blah, blah, blah. PlayStation 4 players will be able to join multiplayer games with PS5 players. There's going to be a whole level of backwards compatibility. And then the next line item was, backwards compatibility will be available for supported PS4 titles, but will not be possible for PlayStation 3. PlayStation 2 or PlayStation games. It's like, all of a sudden, there's no backwards compatibility with the original three PlayStation consoles. And I think the joke was, you already have that with your PlayStation 3s that are already out there if you happen to get one of the ones that can play PS2.
Yeah.
So they're not going to have those original backwards compatible games on there. And then moments ago, If you go to that same Ubisoft page, they've now taken out that PS3, PS2, PS1 line item. So, yeah, they're trying to hide the fact that they may have goofed and spilled some stuff early. But, yeah, so do you guys care about backwards compatibility, or is the PlayStation 1 Classic Edition enough for you guys?
I think... Okay, I really don't care, but I think it's important when your competitor does it and they do it well.
Yes.
Like,
I think if you're not going to do it, you need to offer a better route to, like, you know, yeah, the Nintendo Switch doesn't really offer any backwards compatibility, but they're porting enough and you can play, they got that online stuff, and or at least let me give the option to buy stuff digitally, but if it's like, everyone else at least has an option to let me, if I wanted to spend another $15 on, you know, some PlayStation 2, you know, some sort of old Hitman game or something, just give me the option, but, or like old, like Splinter Cell or something, or give me the option, but they don't. So they have that PlayStation now, but I've raked on it before. It barely works.
How else are you going to be playing Fantavision?
My bigger question is...
Fantavision is on PlayStation now. You can stream it.
Oh, that's true. It is. Yeah, there you go. Boom.
Again, barely.
Okay, I meant Dark Cloud, actually. Dark Cloud.
My bigger question is, like, who's out here, like, with the PS3 being like, oh, darn, I'm not going to be able to play games against people on the PS5? that whole like structure of that thing made no sense to me. It's like, well, of course they're not going to be able to play. Who still plays anything online on PS2?
Also, this maintains the record of not being able to play Metal Gear Solid 4 on anything but a PlayStation 3 hardware.
Didn't they make a weird arcade game that was like the Metal Gear 4 online stuff?
Oh yeah, that.
It just seems like this, like, why was this even, like, begun to be written on that? First of all, what PS3 or PS2 multiplayer Ubisoft games even are there? And then the bigger question then is, why even list that, oh, you won't be able to play against people playing on PS1, PS2, and PS3? It's like, well, no shit. Like, I wasn't expecting to. Like, why even run this quote? Like, I don't know. At this point, all I see from Ubisoft is a blank white screen with some red or some black text apologizing for something and a Ubisoft logo at the bottom.
Again.
Again. Can we talk about that? That's just become now like the template for apologizing when your company needs to is like clean slate of some color that's maybe vaguely associated with your company. Matching generic light font to go over top of it, very soft font, and then no logos or anything, but just your company logo right in the middle of the bottom there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Everyone here at the company is very sorry that we made this trailer incredibly unacceptable. Yeah.
We're very sorry that we post one of these a week because we can't keep our noses out of our own shit.
We haven't paid attention to the news for a whole year.
Please work for us. Also, Beyond Good and Evil 2?
Oh, jeez. Never?
Yeah. But there's a Netflix movie TV show thing coming out for Beyond
Good Netflix and Evil. is just making tons of games into TV series. Wait,
I forget. Did they say who the names of Wesker's kids were in it? Is it the same Wesker from Resident Evil 6? Is it Jake Wesker or whatever? So
they're two... They're both girls. It's like Billy and something else.
So just completely
Billy and Jimmy Lee.
Yeah,
it's something with a J. Mm. Yeah,
So it's like so the Wesker kid that we already know is completely written out of this.
Yeah, there's no canon involved.
Yeah.
Unless half of this season makes them out with like I'm actually your brother.
Yeah, that's what's great about those movies is that even within themselves, the movies don't follow any of their canon.
Yeah,
so it's
great.
They're a nightmare. They all are equally terrible for different reasons, and I love them. So
same with me. That's it that I had for news. That was it. It's a slow week.
I got something.
Go ahead.
Final Fantasy 16 got a Twitter page.
What are you doing with that?
I'm just like really excited.
That's the kid. That's the Shining. It's the
Shining.
Supposedly
Dude. I'm really excited. The team that's supposed to be behind that is the Final Fantasy 14 like story team. So, and they do an amazing job. So I'm really excited to see what they do.
It's definitely in the works, obviously. 15 and 15 Royal and everything did so well. Final Fantasy 7 did well. 14 did well. And I think it is about time that they really do start talking about 16. And if they have the Twitter page, now remember, a lot of times they'll do this and they'll just hold on to it for a long time.
They know 16 is coming. We're just going to sit on it.
They did that with the original Final Fantasy games. I remember, I think when Final Fantasy like 8 came out, 8 or 9 came out, they just went ahead and registered a bunch of Final Fantasy domain names for Square Enix, and they had them. And they had like Final Fantasy 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Like they had them all the way up to like 14 or 15 and just sat on them for a decade or two. So this could be that case, or they may actually be saying, you know, we may actually have something in the works within the next year that might be announced. But
yeah, they've been posting. They've had a lot of job postings about it, mm-hmm. actually. And they specifically mentioned Yoshida, the guy who directs mm-hmm. 14. It's like his new project. Okay. They revealed the art of it too.
Oh, nice.
It's their core team that's supposed to be behind it. So I'm really.
They have that. Was it during the PS5 debut that they showed the like the Square Enix game with their new
that tech demo that's not ever going to be a thing.
I'm always for Final Fantasy games, and especially the ones that are on the Saga collection. Just kidding. I'll buy them. I literally bought the Secret of Mana collection just for Final Fantasy Adventure.
That's a hard game.
That is a hard game.
Hard game.
Yes, hard game.
Yes, it is. Die a lot.
Yeah, you wouldn't think it would be. I mean, all those early Game Boy games were not difficult, but this one, for whatever reason, they decided to be as brutal as possible. Yeah.
Yep. Okay, that's it. I think that's it. Let's hope that something happens the rest of this week.
Something good.
Something good happens the rest of this week.
There's bound to be another apology on a website somewhere. We don't need to get into
it. Yes.
Hey, we forgot to mention Halo. The Halo 2 scenario writer came back on.
Yeah, they brought him back in, because we were kind of briefly mentioning that. Yeah. They brought the dude back in.
Because they apparently haven't worked on that campaign at all. So.
Oh, no.
I wonder, it's purely conjecture on my standpoint. Part of me is a conspiracy theorist that says, wow, they're that bad of a condition where you need to bring in somebody to help kind of just fix all of this. Like, are they pulling a Joss Whedon on Justice League right now? Or are they legit saying... we just need somebody to come in right now to help keep folks on point with their vision. Because I know a lot of times in other industries, and I don't speak for the games industry when I say this, but I know my company will bring folks in at the towards the end of a project to just to kind of rotate in and say, okay, people who have been on this for a long time can tend to lose interest and lose heart and lose focus because they've just been inundated with the same thing over and over again. Let's bring other leadership in here to kind of help reinvigorate the folks and keep them on their passion. And either way, it's a good sign for the game, whether it's somebody coming in to hype them up or someone coming in to fix anything.
All I'm saying is that game was supposed to come out in 3 months. And they're just now bringing in this guy. So
that game is coming out next winter. And Xbox Series X game is going to be Grounded.
Yakuza.
It's going to be like Street Fighter V, where the campaign comes out, six months after the release of the main game.
I think that's what they said they were going to do anyway. So
that's probably for the best.
I still think that one of the consoles is going to get delayed. Still have that feeling. I'm leaning towards it being the PlayStation 5.
Yeah, I think redo the whole console.
I think just the whole. Yeah, I think they're going to delay that console to next year. You don't need to put it out. You're not going to be able to people don't want to spend big kudo bucks right now because no one knows what's going to happen around the I mean, it's an election year, and those always throw purchases all over the place. So, yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if this is necessarily the best year to come out with a new console or not, just the way everything is shaken out. But no harm whatsoever if Sony, if you decide, Sony or Microsoft, if you guys decide to delay your consoles in the next year, I'll be okay.
But Sony's already, they got that website all set up for you to pre-order through them directly.
Hey, I'm not sure we mentioned it. Sony did say that they are exploring putting their first-party titles onto the PC now. So apparently we will be seeing more than just Horizon Zero Dawn as PC titles in the future.
Metal Gear Solid, please.
There you go. That's going to make a lot of the Sony Twitterverse really happy.
Man, Gran Turismo running on PC hardware would be extremely my shit.
Holy cow. I think the sales numbers for that would explode. Imagine Gran Turismo popping up on Steam as a with mod friendly. Oh god, that's it. I mean, yeah, you would be the number one racing game sales wise on the planet.
I was reading a lot of those negative tweets and the whole time just thinking, fuck it, put PS2 games on the Switch. Do it. Do it, you won't.
I'm just saying, if Sony decided to delay the PS5 and make it look better, I wouldn't be mad.
I don't think any of us would. The Xbox seems to be in a comfortable place for themselves right now. They're
the best looking console.
Yeah. Like, so
they're literally across a box. There's an X on top of it.
Yeah.
I guarantee their console's probably been done, and they have warehouses with these things waiting.
I mean, you're seeing people posing with it now on social media. Yeah. Like, it's good.
And here's the stupid thing about both these consoles. We still don't know what makes them special except for 4K and ray tracing.
Yeah.
Yep.
So don't know anything about interactivity, don't know anything.
Well,
about
we do know that the PS4 controller has all of that haptic shit.
You can shoot and feel when the gun jams.
That's
not gonna be annoying at all.
Yeah, boy. Can you imagine
Only first party games will use these cool mechanics because the other controllers don't have it.
I was absolutely when Last of Us 2 came out and it had us do stuff with the touchpad. I was like, that's right. There's touchpad stuff that can happen.
I think it was funny that Nintendo came out with the where they have like their HD Rumble in the Switch Joy-Cons, and that was a really nice feature in 1-2 Switch. And I think they didn't use it after that. Yeah. Maybe Mario Party, but they haven't used it.
I liked it in Mario Party because they just used the Rumble to make music. That was it.
Okay, that's it. Let's cut this. Let's call it a night. Let's hope this week gets better. Rest in peace, Chadwick Boseman, and we'll see you all on the next episode. I'm at Dolly Domofsky. Zach, where can we find you?
At OKQuest on Twitter.
Very nice, very nice. JJ dudes down over there. Where are the places? Plural.
The underscore double underscore J and DisneyCompendium.com. A Song of the South episodes are coming soon. And also a movie show where we're going to talk at length about the Michael Cimino movie, Heaven's Gate. So that's.
Ooh.
That's a hell of a.
That's a pivot right there. And the person below me, Sam Dixon, who just, he's Sam.
Come looking for me, cowards. No, I'm just kidding. Don't come looking for me. You can only find me here. My Twitter account gets linked out with this show, but it's private. So
it's private. Hey, go ahead.
You're on the Discord if you really need to see you.
Yeah, if you want to talk about Scrumpy the Cat with me, I'll be in the general chat of our Discord. I do try to hang out in there from time to time. So if you have something abruptly wrong with what I've said on this show, please bring it up there. And we can discuss it like adults.
So I'm going to end this show on also sidequesting.com at sidequesting all over Twitch and YouTube. Obviously, with no Project X Cloud on the iOS devices at the moment, and Fortnite only on Google if you sideload. I thought, you know, I'm going to break out my LG Aristo that I got in 2017. So about 3 years ago, this is the phone I got on a brand new phone. It does not update past Android version 7.
Nice.
So they put the phone out with the highest version iOS. I'm sorry, the highest version OS that can be on it, and said, "This is it. You're out of luck." I mean, I know, granted, it's a cheap phone, and it's purposefully meant to be one of those affordable types, but you can't update the software to any modern OS. You can't sideload the software. You can't anything.
Sounds like somebody needs to like go with a like cryogen mod or something.
Like, yeah, it's about to crack the sucker open. And I got two of them, and I just want to play xCloud and see exactly how bad it is. It will start, and then it just crashes. It's the minute I start to play Halo. But that's it. We'll see y'all in the next episode of The Side Quest. Bye. Charles is killing my head.